Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and this is Bettina Kirkendall with another episode of Chronicles of a Fondle Woman. It's such a privilege and a pleasure to be here. I tell you all that all the time because you just don't know how much this ministry means to me. I've just seen the growth, not only through this ministry, but through the people I have come to be to come across, and some of the testimonies that comes from the show. So I don't start the show without prayer, so let me just go right into it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. We give you the highest praise. I thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in our lives. I thank you for gracing me and allowing me to become the vessel to spread your word. I thank you for grace. I thank you for mercy. But most of all, Lord, I thank you for your unconditional love. I thank you for family, extended family, and immediate family. Lord, I ask you to forgive me and forgive those. And as we say, we receive your forgiveness. And that, Lord, as we move forward tonight, I ask you to watch over my special guest tonight and all those who are tuning in, whether it's live or whether it's on demand. I thank you for your grace. I just thank you. I just thank you. I can't thank you enough. And as we move forward with the second part of this series and the last part of this series, I ask you that you decrease me, Lord, and I invite your Holy Spirit to come in and just take over. You are worthy to be praised. And it's in Jesus' name, amen. So once again, I just thank you. My name is Bettina Kirkendall, and you are tuning in to Chronicles of a Fondle Woman. I cannot begin to tell you how excited I am. Last weekend was just so phenomenal. We talked about the signs of overthinking things and what it can lead to. And we talked, and I had the awesome privilege and pleasure to have my sister, Minister Coleman, on the line. And when I tell you this woman is real, she is real. This is a true woman. I mean, not just on just everyday life. I just love her. Just her testimony alone is just powerful. I thank you for just connecting us together because we just automatically gel. But she started this topic, this series with me, and I thought it'd just be fitting that she ends the series with me. So we talked last weekend, that we talked about overthinking things and how overthinking can lead you into a whole new false reality, and you start living on those false realities. We talked about the symptoms of it, what causes it, and ways you can combat it. Well, tonight we're going to talk about overreacting. It's one thing to overthink things, but when you overreact to something, oh my goodness, it just leads into a totally different realm because it just takes it to a whole new level. And you all know that when I do any subject, I can always relate it to myself. And lately, God has just been pouring things out of me, just pouring things out, things I just have to get out because you cannot deal with something until you deal with the root of an issue. And he's just been plucking these roots out, just plucking these roots out of my life. And I just wanted to share. I'm not a counselor. I'm just a woman with experience. And that's all this is. This is a real show, real topic, real life experiences. And I'm one of those people that in order for you to coach me, you have to know what I'm going. So I like to open this up because people sometimes are out there. They feel like there's no one who understands. They feel like they have to suffer in silence. Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't. And I've done that for many years. And God has just finally allowed me to come out and start putting it out there just to let people know, no, there are other people that's going through it. You're not the only person dealing with it. And so we're going to deal with this. So let me do the housekeeping stuff done. If you know anyone that could be blessed by this show tonight, you're more than welcome to to send them over. I can be reached. They can call in at area code 914-338-1552. That's 914-338-1552. 1552. If you're not wanting to do the telephone, you can also do it on internet because we're streaming on the internet right now as we speak. And you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. Now, I know that's a lot, but it'll get you directly to my site. And then you're more than welcome to check it out because we have other series. All of my shows are taped, so you can catch it on demand. So if you know someone that can be blessed by it, you know, by all means, send them there. I thank you all for the emails that you've been sending me. It's so encouraging, and I just appreciate you very much. And if you ever want to reach out to me via email, you're more than welcome to do so at C as in Charlie, OAFwoman@gmail.com. That's COAFwoman@gmail.com. I'm really nervous tonight. I don't know why. I have to let the Holy Spirit come on down, let him move. So he must be getting ready to move in some kind of way. All of you who know me, though, that I profess the love of Christ. That's who I am, but it's not a judgmental thing. That's just me. You may have a different higher being. That is you. Well, whatever you need to go to find that place of peace, you do that. Mine is God. So with that being stated, you know, there are times when we find ourselves in situations where, you know, we may hear something that may not have been pleasing to us or pleasing to our ear. And then without getting the clarity of information, we just go off. We just go off because we're overthinking something. And two, something could be triggered. Something triggered something. And we just literally go off. And I've learned that when you react to something or even overreact to something and you don't have your ducks in a row, it just causes more harm than good. Because once you say something, there's nothing you can take back. So we're going to visit this tonight as our last part of our series with overthinking and now overreacting. Last week, we did discuss, like I said, the overthinking and how the false realities that it may lead to, because sometimes overthinking will lead you into a false reality, and then you start believing that false reality, and then you start making decisions based on the false reality. Well, overreacting is not too far from that. The only thing about overreacting, it's more explosive. And sometimes it could just lead to very unhealthy behaviors in this. And I was doing my research. You all know I like to do that. And y'all know my best friend is Google, because I'm always Googling something. And I found that Google defined overreacting as respond more emotionally than it's justified. I'll say it again, respond more emotionally than justified. How many times have we heard something that just wasn't pleasing to our ears and we just go off, you know? And, you know, the person that's looking, you know, the person that you're going off on is looking at you like, wow, like, where is that coming from? Or sometimes, you know what, I don't think I want to deal with this chick. I don't think I want to deal with this dude. We good. Let's just get out this situation right here. And we are good. And it talks about symptoms of overreacting. Now, I got this, the symptoms from pchtreatment.com. And it indicated like some of the symptoms that talks about what it leads to: emotional dysregulation disorder or borderline personality disorder. I also got that from NIH.gov, which stands for the National Institute of Mental Health. And it goes into triggers. Because most people, when they overreact, and I want to tell you, I'm a testimony of this, and I'm still working on this as we speak. Sometimes when a person overreacts, it's because they have triggers. And these triggers can be from many things. It can come from envy. It can come from rejection. It can come from criticism. And sometimes people who want to try to take control of you and you react like, no, you're not about to have control of me. Now, I can personally relate to that coming from being a survivor or childhood sexual molestation, I was really big about anyone not having control over me. And I just took it to a whole new level. So I definitely could relate to what they're saying with this when it comes to that trigger, because I know that was one of my triggers. Rejection was another one. I didn't deal with rejection very well throughout my life. And sometimes criticism, because, you know, you're like, well, I don't understand why you're saying what you're saying, or how do you see it? How come you don't see it the way I see it? And something must be wrong with you because you've not seen it the way I see it. And so sometimes we have to fall back. You know, we're going to go into that a little later. And also, I found out that overreacting is a symptom of bipolar disorder. And I thought that was very interesting when I saw that. I was like, really? I didn't know that. But I got that from www.verywellmind.com. And I just thought it was interesting because, you know, you can be hot one minute, cold the next. And I'll never forget, my cousin said, I'm going to nickname you Flip. And I said, why? He said, because one minute you could be cool, and then next minute something, someone will say something or do something, and you just automatically flip, and you just, your personality just changed. So that's what made me think about it when I saw the information on the bipolar disorder. But it's just interesting to me, very, 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 very interesting to me. And it gave me this series, it just really made me go deep. I like truly dig deep within myself. Because when I ask God to show me, and that's a loaded request. Because when you ask God to show you, or you just ask to have yourself shown, sometimes he's going to send you something, send you things that you may not like what you have to see, but it's the way of exposing it. And I'm one of those people, I like to challenge myself. I like to challenge because I don't like anything having control over me, as I once said before. And then we're going to talk about signs of, you know, how to stop snapping at people, because I will snap at you in a second, in a heartbeat. And those who know me very well, especially when I was younger, my tongue was very sharp. It was sharp as a double-edged sword. So I had to learn how to fall back and just learn to how to deal with it and not overanalyze, not overthink, and not overreact to anything. So without further ado, I'm actually going to bring my guest on the line, because I'll get into that a little later as we're getting on the line. And I just have the privilege and the pleasure of introducing to some, and if you were on the show last night, just reintroducing or presenting Minister Gloria Wallace. She is my sister. I love her. She is my sister.
Hello, my
and
dear.
I love her. How are you? How are you? Thank you so much for tuning in and just joining the Chronicles of a Fonda Woman tonight.
Yes, yes. I'm doing well, but I am so exhausted. I did a dinner today with my neighbors and my sister. And
wow,
I'm just all,
Father's Day.
I just did it, yes. Mm-hmm. And so with this COVID-19 thing,
yes.
People in my complex, I live in a senior citizen complex. So not very many people are getting visitors, and they're not getting out. So for the last couple of months, I've been cooking and fixing plates and inviting people, or I'd take them dinner or whatever. So
awesome.
God has been blessing me to be able to do that. It's a journey. But I'm very thankful and I'm very grateful. So I'm sort of one. I baked a cake today and fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, cabbage with ham hocks.
I need to be over there. I need to be over there. So I'm not sure what you're doing.
Okay.
I know, that's right. When I come to Cali, I'm doing it. I'm stopping there. I'm just letting you know I'm making a stop. California.
We'll do it. We will do it. Yes, I am so excited about tonight, and I really appreciate the invitation. And you know, it's when I was listening to you and your research about the bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
It is so evident as to why that could be considered bipolar, because mm-hmm. you do go from 0 to 100 in a minute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about, oh boy, did I used to do that? I used to do that. Oh my God,
mm-hmm.
I came mm-hmm. under. My mother was a paranoid schizophrenic, and she had 5 children to raise, and we ended up with no husband in the house. So it was all about whatever mom said and whatever mom didn't say.
Right.
And in my adult life, I was so determined not to be what she represented to me. I was going the other way, overboard, you know? So when you were saying people trying to control you, and I was so determined not to be controlled, I'd flip on you in a hot minute, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you mm-hmm. resembled, if you acted like, if you even used some of the words
mm-hmm.
that she, oh, I'd turn off on you in a hot minute, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very real topic. It's a very real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, overreacting, oh my God, what can I say? And when I was trying to become sober after my drug history, I'd overreact in a hallelujah minute because I didn't know how to react. I
mm-hmm.
didn't know the difference between reacting and responding.
Mm-hmm.
I had forgotten. So, yeah, when you're coming out of one lifestyle and you're coming into another one, or you're coming out of one oppression into something, oh, yes, that's a very real state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Overreacting. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate
mm-hmm.
this topic. I really do.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, mm-hmm. when I was listening to some of the triggers, like some of the common triggers of envy, rejection, criticism, and control, you know,
yes.
and when I was telling how mine was definitely control like you, you know, no, you're
yes.
about to have no control over me now. No, we're not doing that. You know, oh, no,
okay.
we're not doing that. And I was,
right.
I was quick on my tongue. If you hurt your feelings, you pick it up on your way out the door, because I could care less about how you feel, you know. But it's interesting because this stuff, it does come back. Even when it comes to rejection, I never accepted rejection very well. But
mm-hmm.
it's just, this is real stuff. People go through this stuff, you know.
Yes.
And it comes from, there is a trigger. There is a trigger. And it can come from abuse. It can come
mm-hmm.
from neglect. It can come from, you know, so many, especially if you've been in an abusive relationship, or you was in my case of survivor of sexual abuse. You know, for me, I was like, I'm not letting no man take control over me. I got control over me, and that's just the way it is. And
uh-huh.
I was not having that.
Okay.
And then not realizing from that experience I experienced and never dealing with it, it was coming out in me in so many negative ways that it affected me personally and professionally.
Okay. Yes.
And I remember a gentleman, we had a comrade, he was saying, Fatina, when you are an awesome person, especially professionally, because I was very good at getting, I was like overtime. My goal is always to be as perfect as I possibly can, but my goal is to always be number one. I'm competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And he
All
said,
right.
you are one of those people where you are awesome, you're an awesome speaker, blah, 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 and you're good. But when it's not going well for you or people don't like it, you are brutal. Because my attitude was, you get it together, you know.
Okay.
I just, as far as I'm concerned, it was like an instant defense mechanism for me.
Yes, yes.
When I was in high school, especially, I was so insecure in high school. I was considered a beautiful woman in high school, still am, but, you know, in high school, I didn't realize all the guys that liked me and stuff like that, but I didn't see why, because I didn't find myself as being beautiful. I felt myself as an ugly duckling. And
mm-hmm,
people
mm-hmm.
to this day don't believe that. I was like, I was dealing with so much insecurity between high school and college, you wouldn't even begin to imagine. But
wow.
the one thing they collectively said, I mean, Fatina, we was always, you know, wanted to approach you, but we was scared. And I said, scared for what? Because you would chop us up in a minute. So I was
okay.
like, I mean, was I really that bad? And everybody was like,
wow.
Yes. And I did not realize how much I said, believe it or not, that was a self-defense mechanism for me. It was my way of controlling me and having that control that I was not going to let nobody come and try to come in and invade my space I didn't want to invade their space.
Wow.
And even when it comes to relationships, it's like I'm good to a certain degree. And I was listening to something you said earlier in reference to if something triggered off, you automatically shut down. That was me.
Yes.
I will automatically shut things down, and we don't have nothing to talk about because at this point, I can you could be there, and I will treat you like air. I know that you're there,
okay.
but you don't exist to me. And that's how it was. But that was one of those protective stages or protective ways of protecting me because no one can really understand me because I wouldn't allow anybody to come in and understand me because I felt like I was going to be vulnerable. And I was like, if I'm vulnerable, oh, no, that means you can come in and do whatever you want to do with me. Mm-mm, I can't do that.
Okay.
I can't. But, honey, I thank God for grace.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I thank God for
goodness.
Grace. I thank you for him coming in. I mean, because if I did not allow him to come in, and even with that being stated, I remember being full-fledged, going to church. You know, back in the day, they said, you know, give it to God, and he'll take care of it, and, you know, he'll remove it, and blah, blah, blah. No. No, you got to take some accountability, because I could be at church filled with the Holy Spirit. I mean, everything's going, blah, 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 but someone caused me to, and a trigger is released, and all Hades break loose in me. And it's just like, wait a minute, didn't I just get in church? But all I didn't have it under control. And we was in new beginners class. I was going to a church in North Charleston, and we were all just having this conversation. And I was like, you know, one minute I could be okay, and the next minute I flip. And I found out that the problem was I didn't deal with the root of the issue. See, I didn't pluck that root out. That root wasn't plucked out. That root was still there, and those roots were spreading. They were spreading. They were spreading, and they were spreading. And then until I got older and I realized I got to deal with this situation, I can't continue to run from this situation. I got to face it head on. And we talked about therapy last week. We talked about it. There ain't nothing wrong going to therapy, okay?
At all.
Sometimes, yes, you love your Lord. You love your higher power, but you got to bring in reinforcements. And
Thank
that will help
much.
Your situation. And once you start digging and start digging and start digging, and then allow that Holy Spirit to come in you or your higher being to come in you, it'll start giving it ease. Like, okay, let's start digging this out. Let's start digging this out. Let's deal with this. Let's start dealing. But it was something else you said, but one thing I can relate to you on is I was comfortable where I was. As far as snapping at people, because it was comfortable for me, because that's all I knew. But when God started working on me and working on me and working on me, hold on, wait a minute. What are you doing now? You know, and it goes to anything when it comes exactly. And when it goes to like abuse, your abuse was alcohol or drugs or whatever. Mine was sex. So when it came to starting to deal with the root of the matter, I was like, this is not comfortable for me. I'm not comfortable with this. So you know what ends up happening? I go back to what is comfortable. Because even though it was pain was not good for me, but it was my best friend. Because I knew that pain would always be there for me when I could not have no one else there. So even though it wasn't good for me, it was comfortable for me because I could always depend on pain to always get me out or cause me to do whatever. And then it got to that point where God was like this, nah, we're not doing that. See, I got work for you to do. And in order for you to help my people, I'm going to need you to face this because you're not going to be able to run from it. You're going to have
okay.
to deal with it. And that's what happened. I started slowly but surely dealing with it. And I remember the day when I said, you know what, Lord, I'm tired. I don't like how I feel as I get in certain situations. Because when you are in addiction, you do things that you know ain't good for you, but it's comfortable because that's what you know. But when it gets to a point where you give it up, you start to give it up, and you finally, for me, I have to cut stuff cold turkey. There is no weaning off for me. Either I want to do it or I'm not going to do it. And that's what I finally had to do. And I remember I said, you know what, Lord, I am committed to you. I mean what I say, what I'm going to do. I'm going cold turkey. And that's exactly what I did. Now, I ain't going to lie. Now, that first year I was rocking in a corner. I had to pull on the Bible and start singing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. But I was determined. I was determined I was not going to let this get the best of me. Because you know what? Pain is starting to take control over me, and I didn't like that.
But you,
I didn't
you know,
like it at all.
We give it the term cold turkey because it helps us to identify with something that's possibly negative. Understand?
Yes.
When you decide to stop something, when you decide to stop it, you'll stop.
Exactly.
Even going cold turkey, the process is you go a little, you go a little, you go a little, and eventually you stop. But the stop doesn't come till you make the decision.
Exactly.
And when you make the decision, whether you go a little stop, you're still going cold turkey. But we give it that name, cold turkey, so our brain can have some understanding of a negative change rather than just saying, I'm not doing this no more today. I'm not doing this no more. And just don't do it. Then we don't have that negative. I was going to counselors and psychologists and stuff because I needed some help. After the second or third, the third or fourth visit, I'll say, I'm counseling them. And so that wasn't working for me. I became the counselor. And so it's like I would leave the counseling session unfulfilled, and then I'd go off and do something that I know I ain't had no business doing.
Exactly.
And then I'm sitting there. Then I'm not feeling good about that. So it was a really poor. God had to really deal with me a one-on-one issue. I am your example. And I'm like, but God, how do I do that? I can't see you. I can't touch you. And I need to touch somebody. I need to be. And he was trying to let me know all the same time. No, you don't. But I had it in my head. I had it in my head. Oh, this is what I need. This is what. No, how you know what you need? I ain't.
Exactly.
Oh, we do some stuff. We do some. When it comes to overthinking. Oh, man, yes. But that was interesting to me. I became the counselor several times, three or four different venues I was attending. And I'm like, I didn't come here for this. I'm not spending no money to counsel you. But, yeah, that was interesting to me. But, yeah, God had to grab me by the rings of my mind because we do overthink. And when we overthink, then it puts us in that mindset to where we hear that one word and it's like, oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, That one scene, we just play it over and over in our head. And the minute we get in that position, we're ready to attack because we return to what's familiar. We return to what's familiar. And I thank God I had to, man, whoa. I had to let it, I mean, the Philippians says, forgetting those things which are behind. And that takes on a different connotation. We have to let it go. Man, we have to let it go. And it's just, you know, it's no other way to get around it. You just have to stop looking back there for something. Some things we have to look back to know where we come from. But, oh, my goodness. Man.
You said a mouthful on that. You said a mouthful because I found myself. For me, cold turkey is this. I've had enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yes.
For me, it's a mental state for me. I'm not doing this anymore. And I mean, I'm not going to do this anymore. And when I plant my feet on something, nobody can move me. And as of now, I think it's 5 years now. And then not only that, I had to make sure I can't deal with people who want to try to take me back there. I was telling people, no, we're not going to have this in our conversation because, one, we're not even on that level. Two, we're not going to have this conversation. We're not. But it's a mental thing for me because, remember, the battlefield is in the mind.
Mind, yes.
It is
yes.
in the mind because I had to get a mindset going back there. Okay, I'm tired of keep going back there. And every time I look like, oh, Lord, well, you know how I am. You're just going to have to forgive me. You know, hey, I'm sorry. You know, I got sick and tired of that because I had to start thinking about, one, the soul tithing that are created. And when you dealing with certain soul tithing, don't necessarily have to be just sex. It is something, whatever you giving more attention to than God, that is a soul tithing. It can be emotionally, it can be mentally, it can be spiritually, it can
That's
be
right.
any type of thing. And God is a jealous God. He has nothing to play with.
He's
and
not
I'm just
have
grateful
it.
He's not going to have it. You're not going to be hot 1 minute and cold the next because he's not going to drink from you. He's just not going to do that. And so for me, I finally made that decision. I'm not doing this. And now, as I was doing this series and God has brought it to my attention, it just made me start thinking, I like really digging deep into me and some of the things he is trying to root out of me. And I was just like, wow. I hope I start crying on this phone. But I was like, wow, I did not realize how much of an effect all of this, but it came from an abuse from back in the day. And how it's still, if you don't deal with the root of the issue, and not only that, stay determined. Yeah, you may get tired. Yeah, you may get weak. But stay determined to stay the course. Just like you said, forgetting those things which are behind. And lately what I've been doing is the enemy has just been planting seeds. You remember when you used to do this? Or you remember when you used to do that? So I had to start flipping it. You know what? Yeah, I used to do that. I was good at it, too. Guess
there
what
you
God
go.
Done? Look how he has changed me around. Because not only just the enemy, he will bring people. Because you know the enemy comes in legions. You know, him. He brings people around you to try to make you go back to what you once were. So I've just learned. You know what? I appreciate that reminder. Thank you for reminding me of how good God has been to me. So anytime he comes in and try to plant those little seeds for me, you know what? I'm trying to think, who did I hear it with? It was Joel Osteen, because I love him. He talked about, stop talking about what you used to do or how you was, and start talking about how God has brought you out. And change it from, yeah, I used to do so, but yeah, so look where God has brought you from. You don't do that no more. So I've learned how to flip it around.
I went to a funeral once, homegoing of one of the church mothers at my church. And I didn't know until the service that she used to belong to a motorcycle club. And so we had all these people come into the service in their colors and in their whatevers. And so, yeah. So we were standing on, and I'm an usher at my church. That's one of my duties. We were standing out there, and we had to monitor the parking lot, you know, respectfully, because now we're going into the repast part. And so we were letting people know, excuse me, but if you're going to smoke or drink, we ask that you don't do it, yada, yada, yada. So one lady walked up to me, and she says, I know you. I said, you do? She said, yeah. She said, you don't remember me? I said, no, I don't remember. We stood there a couple of minutes. She said, oh, I understand. You don't want nobody to know what you used to do. I said, well, hold it, hold it, hold it. I said, sweetie, if I knew you then, I'll know you now. So just as I said that, one of the ladies came out of church. She said, oh, yeah, because that's who she is. Wherever she knew you from, she ain't going to throw you to the side. And I thank God for that testimony and that witness. I said, baby, I'm not ashamed of wherever I've come from because I've come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So if you and I used to hang out then, which we didn't, she thought I was somebody else. I said, if you and I used to hang out then, this is where I hang out now. You come back here any day and find me here. This is where I be. This is my new hangout.
I know that's right.
With the enemy and everything, I'm not ashamed of wherever I've come from.
Exactly.
We all come from somewhere. We all come from somewhere. That's why I don't have any judgment for anybody.
Yeah,
we just gotta come from, come out, come from. I heard a minister preach one time, come out, wherever you are. And it's been about 12 years since I heard her preach that message. Come out, wherever you are. We're too hidden because we got secrets and because we come through some stuff and we came from some stuff and some stuff we haven't known how to turn it or loose just yet.
Right.
You know, so we deal with those memories.
On.
Yeah, we hold on to the memory of it, even though we might not be actively doing it. But we haven't gotten rid of the memory of it in that respect. We still find some pleasure or some joy or something. Come out wherever you are. You got to come from it. You got to come out of it. Forgetting those things which are behind. And not just forgetting. You got to reach for something. When you turn something loose, put something in its place. Don't just leave the house empty. Because he said he'll leave, but he's coming back. And he's going to bring reinforcements with him. So when you forget those things that are behind, put something in its place. Yes, reaching forward to the things that are before me. Yes, yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, you're like, no, that's the person I used to be.
That
person ain't there no more. There's not the same person anymore. No.
Yeah.
And that's a place you're not going to take me back to.
But if he did it for me,
I know he'll do it for you.
Oh, yes.
I know if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Now, if you come through where you are, hey, I ain't mad at you. Now, if you want some prayer, let's go ahead and get and pray. I go into prayer mode and stuff like that. I got to switch it up. You know, you got to learn to switch it up. But, yeah, because some people be trying to take you back. You know, like, take me back. No, you can go back there, brother. You can stay stuck. But I'm moving forward.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm moving forward. So you do whatever you need to do, and I'm going to do what I need to do.
Yes.
I want to hear, job well done, thy good and faithful servant. Because the last time I checked, the stairway to heaven ain't through your back door or through your backyard.
Good,
remember that when you're trying to bring something, you need to check you. Don't worry about me because I'm good. Because that sounds like that's your problem. It's not going to be my problem. So I'm going to get a chance to interject. Like I said, this is Fatina Kirkendall again. You're tuning into Chronicles of a Fonda Woman, and it's a pleasure and a privilege to be with you tonight. I'm here with my special guest, my sister from California. Thank you so much for doing this.
Love you, dear.
But it's Minister Gloria Mara Wallace. So when I tell you this chick is real, she is real deal, and that's what I love the most about her. If you know someone who could benefit from this program tonight, you're more than welcome to have them tune in. They can call in at 914-331-5552. That's 914-338-1552. If you just want to log into the show, you're more than welcome to do it at www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. And all of those who like to email, because I appreciate your email so much, you're more than welcome to email me at CoafWoman@gmail.com. Once again, that's CoafWoman@gmail.com. It is always a privilege and pleasure to have you here. I want to thank those who are listening from Guyana. I want to thank those who are listening from Canada. I want to thank those who are listening from Nigeria, Africa, from Barbados, the Philippines. I think I'm leaving out somebody. Philippines, and Haiti. I thank you for so much for tuning in. Spread the word. As just here, we're just here. We're not. We're just giving our real life testimony because I want you to know this is real talk, real show about real people and real issues. And I don't want you to feel like you're ever alone. You are not alone. There are people out there, and sometimes the enemy or that person is trying to keep you back from what your greatness is. Stop living beneath your blessings. It's time for you to start living in your blessing, living above your blessing. And if anybody can understand, I can truly understand. But you know what? You deserve peace. You deserve happiness. Mm. You deserve growth. You deserve prosperity. And you can do this. You don't have to answer to what you used to answer to, because now your name can become beloved, majestic, woman of man of God. Or that positive person, because like I said, we deal with people who are saved and who are not saved, but you could be so much better than what you are, but you have to start believing in yourself first. It can be done.
Absolutely.
And there are other people who have done it. So Minister Wallace is a testimony. I am a testimony. And some of my other guests who've been on the show, we are all actual testimony of things that we have gone through. And I know if we can do it, you can do it.
Absolutely
it
right. My sister and I.
But it's a mindset.
Yeah. My sister and I, we were just talking today over dinner, and it's like, you know, who would have thought I'd get to know the Lord this way? You know? It's so much deep. It's so much depth. And not only that, who would have thought there's another way to know the Lord? You think you've been through it all. You ain't been through it all, baby.
No, keep living.
There are new news. There are new news. You know, there are higher heights. There are deeper depths. Who would have thought I'd get to know God this way? Because I thought I was there. I thought I had arrived, to tell you the truth. But oh my goodness, to be able to just be free in what I feel, free in how I speak, free in what I think. I'm free to come and go. I went to the store earlier, and I was sitting at the bus stop because I don't drive anymore. And I was watching this couple cross the street, and I just knew, because they were crossing the street going to this motel, and I just knew what they were going to do. And I just began to outright thank the Lord verbally. Lord, I thank you. I am so delivered. I thank you, God, that you let me out of that. You took me from there, God. I thank you, Lord, that I don't have to be looking over my shoulder because I'm going somewhere where I ain't got no business.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, my. Baby, I mean, I was sitting at that bus stop and I was just.
Yeah.
I was talking out loud. I was talking out loud.
Yes.
And I do that. I get there. I get to that place, Gina, that I just have to. I don't have no prayers to pray. I just want to thank him. Because he plucked me out of a lot of situations when I didn't want to be plucked out. But
That's
he knew
right.
what he had intended for me. And his thoughts were higher than my thoughts. Okay?
Yeah.
And his ways were higher than my ways. So he had to pull me through the fire. I'm one of those. And when I kept going back, sometimes he would, when I was going back to my drugs, I ain't going to die, shame of nothing.
I know that's
right.
But
to keep me from going back to the drugs, he would get the drug dealer arrested. He would just shut that down.
Away, won't he?
Shut him down because she ain't acting like she got good sense today. One of the ladies in my church and this girl went from drug dealer to in-house women counselor at a prison. She got arrested. She went to jail for 9 years. Came out.
Wow.
Went to junior college. Went to university. Got her bachelor's degree in psych services. And now she's a counselor at one of the women's prisons here in California.
Awesome.
And, you know, but God had to shut her down to keep me from going back because we had developed such a friendship, you know. And I just thank God she came through the church. She came out of jail. she didn't really have nowhere to stay, so she came and stayed with me for a while. And the first week she came out of jail, we were right in the middle of our women's conference at my church. And so I told her, I said, well, you can come go with me because I'm at church tonight. And she knew I've never, ever put God that far back on the burner that I didn't go to church when I was supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. I'm just one of those. I'm steady. Mm-hmm. Like I tell people, it's a process. So I don't have no condemnation for somebody that's going to church struggling, because at least mm-hmm. you're going to church. Go get the word.
Exactly.
And so through that women's conference, she rededicated herself to her life to the Lord, and she joined that church, and she just zoomed off from then on. And I'm just, this girl went from hustling in the street to now she's making almost $10,000 a month in her salaries.
Mm. Awesome.
She is doing it, yes. She bought a Cadillac Escalade, and she bought it year before last and paid it off 2 years early.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, and that's how it is.
Yes.
Exactly.
So
that's how it's nothing that God can't do. But
that's right.
When you decide to make a decision to do right and you stick there to it, even
that's
when
it.
You
that's
struggle,
it.
You make
yes.
that decision. Once you put, you plant that seed in your head, like, you know, I got to get out of this. I'm not going to say
yes.
it's easy enough. That I'm not going to say you may not fall back. But once you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and like, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. Overthinking,
that's right.
overreacting,
yes. Yes.
whatever that situation may come, there are ways of doing it. And speaking of that, it talks about, I was going into finding out, how do we stop snapping at people? When we are triggered by something, how do we stop that? One of the things you could do is stop and take a step back.
Absolutely.
Break away from your environment. Break away from
Absolutely.
Your environment. You got to remove yourself out of that situation. Because I know for me,
yeah.
I'm very vocal. And when I stop
uh-huh.
talking, that ain't nothing good going to come out of that. Leave me alone.
Most people, that's where it starts. If you
leave me alone. Let me have my moment.
Yes, yes.
Leave me alone. And sometimes you got to put yourself in a different environment, because when you don't,
mm-hmm.
and once you overreact, if you anything like me, I'm one extreme or the other. I'm either nice or I'm not so nice. And there is no middle ground for me.
Oh, Lord.
And once
yes,
I come
ma'am.
To that not so nice stage, it's hard to bring me back. It literally
yeah.
takes me. I had a situation where a dear friend of mine, bless her heart, she was trying to cause some serious havoc. And I just did not sit well with me. And she snapped my nerve. I was more upset at myself because I allowed it to get me to that point.
Yes.
But when I snapped, I had to talk to her in a language she understood. And that's
okay.
another thing I was upset, because I had to go back to the person I once was. But when I was what I did not tell her, I could not think of. That's how serious it was. When I was said and done, I felt so bad. She needed
uh-huh.
to hear what I needed to say. I could have found
right.
a different way of handling
oh,
it.
Yeah.
But I let my emotions get the best of me, and I overreacted. Now, she cut
mm-hmm.
me off as a friend, but the truth of the matter is, I said, I don't mind you cutting me off as a friend, but it's not going to be because I didn't tell you the truth. Because come to find out, she's an alcoholic. And it's
wow.
affected. It affected her at one of my other jobs. It affected her at this job. And I don't want it to affect her when she goes into this one. But I had to be honest with you. You have an issue and you need to deal with it.
Yes.
And that's
yes,
fine
yes.
if you want to cut me off. That's fine if you want to cut me off. I will miss you. I will still love you, because as far as I'm concerned, you're my sister. And I love
right.
you enough to tell you the truth. And I've had quite a few people who cut me off. That's fine. You can cut me off, but it won't be because I didn't tell
you the
truth.
You hear me before you go.
If I'm going to be your friend, I'm going to be your friend. And you may not like some of the things that I say. That's okay. But it's not as if you did not know, because as a friend, and I take you as a friend, that you are my friend. So I'm not going to be one of those yes, ma'am friends. I want to tell you what's what. Now, what I have to work on, and what I had to learn a lesson from that, but it literally took me 2 to 3 weeks to come down from that.
So
you have to be careful when you're overreacting to stuff because it takes you to a whole new level. One, that you don't need to be there. Two, it interrupts your peace. Three, it takes you to a place because once you said what you said, there's nothing you could do, as we talked about last week. Once you put a nail in the board, you could take that nail out, but guess what? The hole is still there. So you have to be careful when you overreact to anything because it just leads to other issues. And sometimes people ain't going to want to deal with you. Yeah, and I get that. I totally get that. That's the chance you take when you do that. But I felt so bad as a person because now I'm repenting. Now I got to repent. You know, I had to repent and go to God and be like, Lord, please forgive me. I meant what I said, but I should have found it in a different way because I allowed my emotions to get the best of me and I overreacted. So when I came to her in the way I did, she's never known me to use any type of language outside of the word of God. But when she saw my real side, I said, I ain't always been saved. When she saw my real side, the side that she could understand, she was like, okay, back up. What's going on? This ain't the Tina that I know. You know, I felt so bad, you know, not because of what I said, but how I said it. And now I got to, because, you know, character is best kept than recovered.
Yes.
It's best kept and recovered. But going back to taking a moment, you know, take a moment, step away, whether it's going into another room, but just walk away. You know, remove yourself from that situation and breathe. And think about what's really bothering you. Think about what it is that's really bothering. What is triggering this? Why is it being triggered? That's what you have to do. You have to trace the source of why. Yeah.
Young people taught me, say, you got to take a woosah moment.
That's right, woosah.
You got to take that minute to breathe and do nothing quickly. Don't answer quickly. Do nothing quickly. Nothing. Sometimes that means a day. It can be an hour. You know.
Mine could be a week. But,
yes.
Mine could be a week.
Do
but whatever
quickly.
Is going to take you exactly. You know what the Bible said? Be slow to anger. Quick to listen, slow to anger. Yes. You have to do that.
Yes.
You know, remove it. And some I tell people, I can't talk right now. I'm not ready to handle this right now. I need to get in the mind frame to allow God come into me and tell me, hey, Tina, you want to check this? Hey, Tina, this is the way you need to go about this. I have to literally do that. I mean, I have to literally do it myself because you find yourself apologizing all the time. And after a while, people are not going to take that. They just not going to take it. And just remember,
I tell people, don't bring me to choice because I might not choose right. We don't always choose right. Don't bring me to choice. You know, let me do this the way I got to do this. Don't bring me to choice because I might not choose right. And I tell people, live and save, it's a choice. I might not choose to live saved today. So be careful when you try to take me. Baby. Yes.
Don't come to me any kind of way now. Because you come to me any kind of way, don't be upset with what you get.
You unleash this monster and you ain't going to know how to put it back in.
Exactly. So another thing that I saw besides take a step back, you know, think about what's really bothering you. What is trigger? Yeah. What caused that? What was that trigger? And why is it triggering you? Because there's a root to everything. And sometimes you have to release your tension. For me, I used to love going to the gun range. I like shooting rounds because for me, I got either that or I used to exercise a lot. But it was something for me to release the tension, you know, go into my closet. And another thing that I found myself doing even more so now is going to the Word. I start reading my Bible.
Yes.
I got to start reading my Bible, finding me some quotes and finding me some positive, I have to do it. You know, especially when I was going through that withdrawal of coming out of my sex addiction, I was finally going to my Bible, I put on my music. I got to put on my music, and at night I put on my meditation music because I got to clear my mind because your mind gets so clouded because now you didn't overreact it. Now you're overthinking, and now you got a situation. you know, it causes more of a situation
yes,
that you need to, you know.
Right.
So also, yeah, so you just have to do it. So sometimes you got to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Take a woosah, like you said, a woosah moment.
Yes.
You take
yes,
that woosah moment. Start thinking, okay, what is it? Because don't let anybody disturb your peace of mind, because that's a hard, I mean, once you got that peace of mind, don't let nobody take that away from you. Nobody take. And sometimes you have to go back to what we talked about earlier. Go and talk to someone.
Yes.
Just explain the situation. I had a situation just yesterday. One of my girlfriends called me and said, Tina, I don't want this to seem like it's all about me, blah, 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 blah. And she told me her situation. And I listened to her. I listened to her. And I said, okay, if you want me to tell you, I'm going to tell you. I have no problems with that. You got to take yourself out of the equation. You're making it about you when it's really about something else. Sometimes people don't want to hear the truth. But she was able to receive that because, you know, we're sisters. I was like, you're making it about you.
Right.
I said, the truth of the matter is, the one thing I love about my growth, this is how I know I've grown, is my grandma always said, when people give you stone, you give them bread.
Okay.
Well, my reaction back in the day was, if they give me stone, I'm going to give them stone back. And, Frank, I'm going to take the stone and hit it upside their head. That was my action back in the day. But what I've learned, I understand it now because my grandma was the person that raised me. I truly understand that now. And I used to tell my son, my 9-year-old son, when people don't do right by you, you continue to do right. Because God is not going to fault you for what they've done to you. What he's going to hold you accountable for is how you react to what has been done to you.
Absolutely.
You have to make sure. And we just have to stay positive because I was like this. I'm going out like a punk. I was like, well, why do I got to go out like a punk? And God was like, did you forget everything I brought you from?
Come on.
Did you forget? How could you not forgive someone when all I've done was forgive you and got you to this place here and still got places for you to go?
Jesus.
So I'd like to keep those things in mind. So even now, I'm learning to respond versus overreacting. And I've learned is when I learn to respond to things, it gives God the glory.
That's
not only that, on a personal level, it gives me a peace of, okay, we came to this, you know, we brought it out. This is the situation. Because I want the people, let's deal with the situation. Once I'm done with something, I'm done. I'm not like a refrigerator. I'm not going to, or a freezer. You know, we be done, and the next thing, you know, something happens, and now you're going into the freezer. Well, you remember when you did so-and-so, that was in the past. That's not me.
Yes.
And it's not me. Once I deal with something, it is dealt
with. It's done.
And I'm not going back. Nor will I let you take me back there, because I'm not going to go back. I'm not.
Amen.
I was talking to a sister of mine. She gave me a compliment. She said, you know, one of the things I love about you is that you never throw things in my face. No, I can't operate that. Because I don't like people to throw things in my face. I don't like it whatsoever. So I keep that in mind. You know, it's the golden rule. Treat people the way you want them to be treated.
The way you want. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
And you will never go wrong. Never go wrong. But in the end, as I'm wrapping up the show, I wanted to ask you, Minister Coleman, what are some new nugget of wisdom that you would pass on to people who overreact to things versus responding to things?
I mean, you call me Coleman. I'm Wallace.
I don't know. I didn't mean to call you Wallace. I'm so sorry. Gloria.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Because I love to eat. So, Mr. Wallace, Mr. Gloria Wallace.
One thing.
What would be
one thing
that you could share?
Yes. Don't use other people as your measuring stick. Learn to respond. Respond rather than to react. Even overreacting, just regular react. To react means you're in coincidence with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
No, respond according to who you represent. Don't react to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I was saying, and I think I said it to my sister today too, who shall separate us from the love of God?
Yeah.
God never allows us to change him. He stays who he is. He said he would love us no matter what. He said he would forgive us. So nothing that we do changes him. So if we're going to represent him, then we cannot allow other people to change us. We got to work on changing other people. But that's my nugget.
I'm just going to piggyback on that. When you say stand firm in your belief, whether it's God, your higher being, stand firm in it. Don't let anything or anyone affect your peace of mind. And sometimes I've learned people who affect your peace of mind maybe don't need to be in your circle. Toxic.
Hello. Yes,
maybe
ma'am.
They don't need to be in your circle. And it's okay, because
right.
once you learn the power of LIG, let it go. Life is good. And I had a hard time doing that one time. Sometimes you start entertaining people. Just because you've been with someone for a while, don't mean you got to keep them there.
Da-da-da.
They don't have to stay there, especially if they subtracting and dividing. No.
Okay.
No. You need to get rid of that.
It's not worth it.
If you're not multiplying and adding, then we good. But if you're not doing that, you got to go.
You will not subtract.
We're not going to subtract now. I didn't come too far. And I'm at a point now where I'm realizing, and I say, Lord, I just thank you for just calling me out and allow me to come and be the vessel to bring this out, because the Chronicles is not just for other people. It's my personal journey. And
that's right.
I thank those who are supporting me, because it is my personal testimony. It is my personal journey. And as I go forward and move forward and listen to people tell me things or emailing me, I just love it, because it's just real. I mean, this is real stuff. People are dealing with this. This is a reality. Just letting you know, just reminding you, you don't have to go through this by yourself. There are people out there who have gone through it, been through it, still going through it, but
they are available.
I just know as a person, we are available. It's not just me. There's so many, find someone that you could talk to, whoever that person is. Just make sure it's somebody who's a living example as to what you're trying to get from. Because what I've learned is
that's
you need to start hanging around people of where you're trying to go. Not where you used to be. Just
Ooh,
remember
Lord,
that
Jesus, yes.
because everybody right. don't want you to go everybody don't want you to go to the next level. They want you to
That's
stay
right.
stuck. Because
mm-hmm.
they stuck, they don't want to go nowhere. And then when you start going nowhere, don't listen to that, well, you think you better than I am. No, I don't think I'm better than you, because you got the same advances that I have. So
Absolutely.
Take advantage of
Absolutely.
It. Don't hate
yes.
on me. Because I decided I don't want to be here anymore, because you don't have
Mm-mm.
to be here anymore. And if they can't understand that, no problem. Cut. We good. And don't walk away with no regrets, because
Absolutely.
When God starts coming in, he starts digging out those roots, and he starts weeding them out. Everybody can go to the next level.
That's the real truth.
You love
that
them for
so
where they are. You love them. Yeah. They are. No, we ain't changing. We cool. I just don't do those things anymore. We cool.
Absolutely.
I love you or whatever. You put up the Thundercat signal. If I could be there, I will. However, I'm not. If it's going to take me back to a place I don't need to be, then you don't need to give me that Thundercat signal. Because you ain't about to set up no trap for me. You're not going to do it. So this
right.
is Patina Kirkendall. Thank you for tuning in with Chronicles of a Fonder Woman. I just want to thank my sister, Minister Gloria Wallace,
Love you, baby.
For tuning
Love you.
In from that last week and finishing up the series this week. Now, I have finished up this series, and next week I'm going to something totally different. We're going to be
All
talking
right.
about courting versus dating. And we're going to talk about
okay.
courting with a purpose, and my special guest will be Roxanne Holmes. And I'm really, really looking forward to this because now we're going to talk about, you know, people, how they're dating these, you know, microwave dating, and they get married and all that when you don't even know the person. And then you end up in divorce, and then you're wondering how you have divorced. Well, because you ain't take the time to get to know them. So
yes.
we're going to talk about courting with
well,
a purpose.
Well, that's interesting. Yes.
Yes. We're going to talk about courting with a purpose, and I'm so excited. About next weekend as well. Minister Wallace,
Yes.
cannot begin to explain you taking the time, not just one Sunday, but two Sundays. I started the series with you. I was like, you know what? I got to finish the series with you because I just love your wisdom, you know, because you're real. And I love that. I love real folks, you know, and everyone who
I'll
knows
really
me knows that too. I like real people.
Yeah.
I like
yeah,
real
hey.
Stuff, you know.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you for tuning in. And those who are watching, if you know someone who could benefit from this show tonight, you're more than welcome to send them on the Blog Talk site at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. Please leave your comments. And, you know, I never asked about this, but my son is like, Tina, Mom, you need to start asking. So I ask you if you're tuning in, you know, follow the show.
That's
if
nice.
You're interested in it, follow the show.
Yeah.
I'm also on Facebook at Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. And you can catch me on, I have my that personal page just for Chronicles. I would love to hear your insight, your comments on it. And for those who've been, you know, coming on to leave their comments, I really, really appreciate you. I try to get back to you no more than 48 hours. And also, I'm on Twitter at Chronicles OAW. I have to do it like that. So you could always hashtag Chronicles of OAFW. One of my good news I wanted to share is down. I am on iTunes, so I will be doing iTunes broadcast,
okay.
and it's just so exciting for me. The ministry is just growing, and it's growing, and it's growing, and I just started my page with it, and I have 22 followers,
and I
haven't even finished all my stuff. I was just like, Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but hey, I just want to, you know, continue to do your will, you know, and continue to just motivate people. Because let's face it, we are short. We have a lot of men motivators, but the society is looking for more women motivators. And I told God, if you deliver me, I'll shout it to the rooftop and I'll be there to help in any way that I can. So thank you for tuning into Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. God, love you, but God loves you more. Be blessed and have
thank
a good
day. Thank you so much for having me. Love you,
You're
girl.
You're welcome. I love
All
you
right.
too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.